Welcome back to Plot Twist I Forgot. I'm Davin.
I am Laura.
And we are rereading one of our faves, City of Brass by S.A. Chakraborty. I don't think any of our rereads that we've done since Hunger Games have been a reread for me. They've all been like fresh for me. Yeah. So this is really a really exciting time. A really exciting time to be alive, guys. I'm stoked.
She's back in the game.
We're back in the game. This one, I was so excited when you, no notes. You're like, do you want to do that? Yes, I do want to read this.
And
book.
I don't
Thank
even,
you so much.
I think it's because Tapestry of Fate is coming out, but I was like, hey, do you think maybe we want to reread The City of Brass? And have your feelings on it changed in the reread?
No, I loved it just as much, if not more. Exactly. I went so through good. And I was like, ugh. Because, like, I knew, like, we talk about it. Like, it's such a high bar for high fantasy because of just, again, I found out throughout the years I love political fantasy books. they're my jam. And she does this really well, but also the character building and, you know, that's always, it's been a high bar. So, no, I was very stoked. I found myself, even though I knew what happens and everything, still being like, oh my god, we need to get to this part. Like, wait, they're in the altercation, they're in the cave, they're trying to escape, I must continue, even though I knew.
What's so fun is I did where it was going. I remembered nothing. Well,
so here's the thing. I remembered certain things, but I thought they happened at different points. So the whole thing that happens with Ali at the end, I thought that was a book two thing. I forgot that happened in this book. And I was like, oh, we do
yeah.
it now.
I thought the married.
Yeah.
Yeah. I also was like, I thought that was later in the series, but apparently it's yes. right now and something that we deal with for the next two books. And I just forgot.
I definitely forgot that, but I did love, I think it's kind of cool though too, because I think a lot of what we remember, of course, is like the last portion and like who they become over time and everything. So it was really yeah. fun to go back and see Nahri
Where
at the beginning
began.
As she's like conning men and, you know,
what do you guys
using it.
Want from me? I am uh-huh. not a healer. I am a con artist. Leave me
she
alone.
Was like, don't you know that I only conjured the Afshin on accident because I was trying to rob people by doing an exorcism that I don't know how to do?
It was like, an oopsie daisy, and I have no idea what's going on.
Honestly, best oopsie daisy ever. You conjure a hot man who's like, must protect you at all. Like, I'm sorry. What do you mean? That is so good.
All of my oopsies end up in, like, you know, bruises and broken
yes.
items in my home. It never brings a magic carpet writing genie to my living room, and it's really upsetting.
That's the other thing. It's like, why? What do I need to? What's a girl got to do out here to have this happen?
Exactly.
Her? That's all. That's all. You know what? Nahri is very lucky, but
she
also
does not.
It.
Think
I love
that.
Her. No, she does. Well, okay. Honestly, to be fair though, because like you're going in. This story. Should we read a synopsis first for this before we just like dive in? Hopefully you've read this book if you have not.
Yeah, if not, we've already
pause.
Spoiled some stuff. So sorry.
Quite a lot.
That's on you. You know how the show goes. Read the episode description.
Read the episode description. But like we said, so Nahri's a con woman. She doesn't really believe in magic, but she is just so good at quickly adapting to basically, you know, she's kind of like living on the streets basically, but also not. She has like a little shed or something. I forget what she calls. It's like a very small place she's living in basically. She's mm-hmm. not. She's doing what she can and trying to just swindle Ottoman nobles. And then she accidentally summons a darkly mysterious djinn warrior when she is trying to do one of her cons. And she's like running through a graveyard and like revenants are coming after her basically, or ghouls is what they call them. And he was like, oh, I know why. He eventually starts to realize who or what she is. And mm-hmm. he was like, we must go to Davabad. And she was like, where's Davabad? He goes, it's the city of Jim. She's like, these are all the stories that I'm being told. So she's whisked off to this whole world where she doesn't know anyone but him or anything. Mm-hmm. And it's just political plays from there. Like, she now has to live in the palace and try to understand her new role in this world where there is a lot of pressure on her because of who she is and what she then represents to the people. And wow, it is no notes again here. This is just such a supreme work of fantasy.
I feel the same way. So like, I think I'm learning that I really love a political fantasy when it's like focused on women. Not to be sexist,
but again, but you know what this show is.
Don't like, we care love, about we the love men. It. Well, that's not true. But I want a woman to be the focus. Like, I'm sorry, Ned Stark, you weren't it, but Nari is.
Nari is it. She is just amazing, and I love her. How she tries to stay true to herself, but also what I think I really love about this series is, like, S.A. Chakraborty really stayed true to the characters, where I think she could have easily just, like, do this and push these to do, you know, it ended a certain way that I think a lot of people probably wanted, but that it didn't make sense for their growth and where they were at the time. Right. Like, it was not gonna be, you know, it's not a romance. You know, there are some romantic elements to it, but it's not a romanticy. It is... straight up character development, political, and like all of that kind of stuff goes into it. And
I agree. She does a really good job of like staying true to the character, and she doesn't shy away. Like, if there's something you want to happen, like, you're gonna have to face a character's dark past and the reasons why, like, that romance isn't to be or whatever. Like, she doesn't shy away from like the harsh truths of her characters. Like, Nari is a con artist. Like, she was ripping people off. Nobles, but still, she has this, like, kind of dubious aspect to her character occasionally. But she's also, like, extremely loyal to her friends. And, like, she does have a gift with healing. But, you know, she was in the mortal world. And she had no idea that this Deva world even existed. So transferring her skills is very complicated. But, like, every character, like, Ali is, again, loyal. And he has this very noble aspect to him, but he's also so naive.
Yeah. He's also so young. Like, he's, what, 17, 18 or something? And he's, like, very, you know, just, like, the idealistic youth where he wants to believe this world could exist. And, you know, people are good or bad, and that's really it. Like, there's no always room for him in the gray exactly, but he's also very... Eventually, he, like, comes to terms. He was like, oh, yeah, I was an idiot there. Like, he is still very... He's learning to become self-aware of, like, who he is and, like, how to, like, deal with his faults and try to be, like... Because he has an older brother who's going to end up eventually being king, and he's supposed to... I forget what they call... Is it the wazir or the Ka'ed? He's going to be the Ka'ed for Muntadir, and he has to try to, like, okay, being this role... puts me in direct opposition with everything I believe in, because in this world, like, you have different tribes of djinn, but they're all pretty racist towards each other, and like, it's, they're not, like, they don't really intermingle, and if they do, there's then which she explores, because he's Alanye and Gaziri, right? That's the Gaziri, like, who his dad is. So, like, you know, you have, like, the people of the desert, and the Alanye are the people of, like, the sea, basically, or, like, they're kind of more gravitate towards those areas, I guess. And then, like, how that affects his personality and how he can interact with this world. And then you have the Shafits, who are part human, and they're not allowed to leave, but then they're also not allowed to work. They're not allowed to literally do anything at all. And they're, you know, marginalized in society. And he's like, that's not right. And, of course... you know, they start to form a rebellion that he helps fund, because he's like, how could this be wrong? Like, you know,
especially because you find out later that the Gaziri, like, how he came into power was like on behalf of the Shafit, because they were being killed by the Devas and, like, just, like, weren't respected, and they wanted them to have a better life. But, you know, it full cycle, they're back to where it all started, where they're not allowed to work, and like their kids are being stolen and giving to nobles who have been having a hard time having kids, and just like,
yeah,
horrible atrocities are being committed against them. And Ali is like, not on my watch, I'm gonna do what I can.
And it kind of, it bites him,
yeah,
in the ass a bit.
But again, that's, it's because of his naivety that it does. Like, he's like, oh, they'd never use my money for weapons. Ali,
yeah, well, it's like, what do you think a rebellion is gonna be? Like, he doesn't have, and then he's upset about it. But then, like, you see their side where it's like, what else are they gonna do? Like, they literally can't do anything. Their loved ones are being stolen. Like, of course they're going to start rioting and, like, trying to buy weapons. You know, you would hope it to protect themselves, but also it could very easily go a different way.
Right.
For sure. What were you most looking forward to rereading this?
Everything.
All of it. All of it.
Yeah, I mean, I love Dara a lot. And I remember when I got to, like, the real Dara part, I just texted you in all caps, Dara Yavahoosh. Because I love him immensely, you know.
Yes.
Again, this is the character with the most complicated past. And I read an interview where the author was like, you can't forgive him. And I was like, oh, what if I already had?
What if I forgot all the atrocities that he committed?
What if I did?
But I feel like she tried to Leigh Bardugo us with that. Like, what Leigh Bardugo did with the Darkling is kind of what I think she did with Dara Yavahoosh, where it's like, okay, you have this, like, really hot guy. So, like, one, of course, like, it's not all about looks, but, like, he's hot, okay? We have to acknowledge it. And two,
he's hot, man.
He is trying to be noble. He has his, but like, he is trying to protect Nari. He's trying to do things a certain way, but he's also been a really bad person at the, so it is hard to, like,
yeah,
not like him, even because by the time you found out, you've already gone through this whole long thing of, like, loving him. And then it's like, oh, this is what you did. Like, you slaughtered millions of people at an order of the Nahids, and okay. You know,
not good.
not good.
Pretty
not good
bad.
I think I don't know why, but I thought there was a lot that I forgot happened in this first book, and maybe I don't know why, but like the Perry, what's Kaizir?
Yeah, something like that.
I thought he made it further into the series than he did.
I did too, because I can't talk about what I was gonna say, but the thing that you know what I was gonna bring up.
Yes.
I was like, why do I know him?
It's because of that. Like, that took place before this. So that's right. Why there was a line in the other one that was like, that hurts. And how dare you say that? Because it was so true.
Yeah.
And yeah, I thought that was took on. But what was crazy is just like, because you find out she is, you know, she is, they think they're not really sure of her lineage, but they do for sure know that she's a Nahid, who were like these really powerful Deva healers. They used to lead the city, but then they, you know, lost a lot of the respect because they ordered Dada to like wipe out a whole section of a lot of Shafites, I think it was. And they, you know, were very quickly usurped, but they still held a powerful role because they're amazing healers, and that's who she is.
But then they were hunted down by the Ifrit.
Yes, because the Ifrit are very, well, because the only thing that can really kill them is Nahid blood, and so they're like, how about we get rid of all of you?
Not gonna do that.
Not gonna have this walking around. But I think it was interesting, because as they were talking more about, like, oh, because they think she's Manizah's daughter, who was one of the last, it was her and, is it Rustam?
Something like that, yeah.
Rustam. They were like brother and sister, and they were the last Nahids who died almost like 2 decades ago or 50, whatever it was.
However old Nari is.
Yeah, so I think like 20 years. And I just kept remembering, like, when you find out more about like that whole storyline as it unfolds, and I'm just like,
yeah. It's, I did, like, reading this book, I was like, oh, I don't know this. Like, there are things that I know that I'm not supposed to know now, because I'm like, wait, what? And
yes.
That's part of the problem with rereads, is like, I am blending all the books together, and I know that.
Yeah.
But I did struggle with, like, oh, this detail is important. Flag this.
Yes.
For memory.
That was.
Did
was
you, what were you most looking forward to in your reread?
I think just getting back to the world of it, you know, because I do really like how she addressed the politics and, like, the social issues of it, because it's, I think even still, like, I mean, I think fantasy does try to do a good job of, like, really making it evident of, like, societal wrongs and, like, how that looks like here and all this stuff. But I think the way that she did it is just unlike anything I've read before, to be honest, with how the different, you know, clans of Jin interact with each other. And even just, what's the dad's name? What's the king's name? Because I want to say Gaston, but he's not from Beauty and the Beast. So, like, that's just who he is in my head.
Oh, I can't remember.
I don't, either way. But, like, just seeing him, you know, like, the ruthlessness of a king, like, I was just, honestly, everything. Like, I was excited just to, like, get back into, like, all the political maneuvering of it. Because, you know, Nari is very sharp. And so to get to see her, like, try to be a healer and also, like, try to play these political games is very, very fun.
Watching her battle wits with, like, a king who was
born into
this life and born into political games, and her coming in with, like, her con artistry is some of the most fun you have in this book, because she's like, well, what do I want out of this and how do I get it? And she can still match wits with him from her, like, you know, kind of street life that she has led up until this point.
Yes, that was really good. That was, I think I also kept blending into a lot of things we know later with, like, certain relationships, or I kept, because the last City of Brass, the David Bad book I read was the short stories, and those kind of span at different points of the series. A lot of them take place after book three, so I kept thinking of, like, oh, when is this going to be revealed? Because this hasn't been revealed yet of, like, this relationship and, like, this over here, and I forgot. There's a lot about the ending that I forgot. And
I was like, yeah, I'm going to continue rereading the series because there's a lot that I just don't remember. And there's a certain character that I remember being like, oh, you grow to love him so much. But in this book, like, he's there, but not really. And who, I was like,
Jamshid or Muntadir?
Muntadir. Well, both.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, you know, he's not in it that much. You have, like, his elements of, like, why I would like you. But then towards the end, you're like, I don't know if I like you right now.
But I remember loving Muntadir, and I, like, can't really remember why, but just remembering, like, he was a good character. And he's not really in this book other than, like, oh, there's my party boy brother at it again with his
I think it happens women of the night. Book two, because of something else that happens in book two as well. So
I don't remember any. Anyway, I have already purchased the audiobook and I'm going to re-listen to it. I don't know where we dropped off.
I'm trying to figure out where we go. We
distracted each other. So Dara and Nari have, like, a really long journey where they're on this magic carpet. And at one point she's like, I'm going to steal the magic carpet and run away. I don't think I would. I think I would be like, time to go see the big city. Like, what a fascinating adventure. And she's like, well, if I swim across the water, he can't get to me because he hates water. And I think I would just go to the Deva City. Would you try to escape?
No, but I can see why she wants to. Like, she doesn't know who this man is. And he's, like, putting all this on her because he kind of starts telling her of, like, oh, I think you're a Nahid and, like, you're this and everything. And, you know, these people are after her. And also, like, yeah, I don't know. I think I would, because, like, honestly, you have nothing really of note to go back to. Exactly. Like, even though you had, like, this comfortable life and you had your friend, the owner of the apothecary, I probably would have just been like, sure, like, these beings are after me and I can't fight them, so.
Exactly. That would be my thing. Like, they are sending, well, she's being followed by the scary fire people, but also, like, somebody else is out to get her because they're sending, what's the big scary bird? Flap, flap, flap. I don't remember what the bird is, but the big scary bird comes and it's like, it was given a pouch of her belongings to like trace her smell. I would be like, nope, I'm going to go with you because I'm going to die if I don't. And I'm uninterested in that.
Well, I mean, you learn how capable is she, because she did end up killing an Ifrit, but it is just like, I am way out of my depth bird? And I need to learn. Well, yeah, that too, but I mean, she would have, I think I remember where that came from, vaguely.
Yeah, and you gotta avoid bodies of water, because the Marid also want to kill you, like, or maybe they were after Dara.
No, I think the...
Both.
Probably both. Probably. They were definitely after Dara, though. And then she gets to the city. And then she gets to meet Ali and Muntadir and whatever king name is. And she is just, like, everyone is so happy to have Anahid back that they're, like, celebrating in the streets. And they're like, oh my god, you're back. Like, you're gonna start healing right away. And she is like,
ooh, about
okay.
that.
Yeah. Because, like, you know, she's, trying to get fire lizards out of someone's belly. And, like, this guy's turning into a bird.
Yeah, she's not used to the diseases of Jin. And, like, the scene where she's trying to catch a lizard that's scrambling through someone's body under their skin is so upsetting.
Oh, yeah, I think that was, like, the first time where, like, she saw, because the whole palace that the Gazir is now, you know, reside in, it was originally a Nahid palace, and so there's, like, all this talk of, like, how the palace is a mind of its own, like, all of a sudden there's just, like, this wall of artwork in the garden that was not there before, or, like, the stairs one time weren't there, and Ollie fell through, like, however many flights of stairs because he just disappeared, like, all this weird stuff starts happening around the palace, and it responds to her whims, basically.
I love that the palace knew she was coming, so it was like, let's spruce up our orange trees and get everything ready for her.
I did like that, because you see, like, it's like the House of Wind. Ollie are like, what's going on? Like, why is this all happening? And it's just, you get her perspective as she gets closer and closer to the city, and it's like, well, you gotta wait and see.
I don't think I would be able to withstand the mental pressure of pretending I know how to heal people. Because she's like, well, I'm just going to rely on my con artist skills to get through this. And hopefully one day, you know, the teachings will sink in. And she can't read.
No, yeah.
So all of these, like, texts or whatever that, you know, her, like, current mentor doesn't want her to read for some reason. She can't read anyway. And no one will read them to her. So I don't think I could, my anxiety, I would crack under pressure. I would be like, I don't know what I'm doing. And then I would burst into flame.
But I mean, like, once a con artist or as a con artist, she's like, I'm going to learn. I have to learn if I want to stay here and help people. And she kind of takes advantage of Ali, who's also trying to take advantage of her, and he teaches her how to read.
It's a mutual bargain, but both of them know. I'm not sure Ali really knows that she was, like, using him in a way until, like, later on in their relationship when they're actually friends, and she's like, well, this started because you were told to keep tabs on me, but I was keeping tabs on you. Like,
exactly. She was like, I was, you know, you're not a friend, you're my mark, I'm gonna try to get everything I can out of you, and then he becomes her only friend, really.
Yeah.
Outside of Dara, like, in. And also, Ali and Dara hate each other entirely. Yeah. Like, they cannot, you know.
Big time.
Get along at all, because Ali is like, you are truly a horrible person. And he's like, well, how about I kill you? And it's like, well, I don't know about that one.
Thanks, like, I can wield your special Gaziri weapon that nobody else that's not Gaziri can wield. So,
yes.
Let's hot. Duke Thanks. It out. Uh-huh, hot.
Thanks, S.A. Chakraborty.
Thank you.
Like, it's so hard to not, like, because then also, too, like, when they first get into this city, because Ali is not adept at, like, hiding anything at all, so his whole family knows what he's doing. It was very easy to find out what he was
And he thought he was so sneaky.
He was like, oh, you know, he taught him this, like, currency system that was, like, super hard to track, but then he would go on about the currency systems in front of other people, and everyone was like, well, sounds like you're the person probably
seems doing a little this. Fishy.
Yeah, seems suspect to me. And so, to in order to get the Shafi under control, quote unquote, and like the group that is the Tanzim, who are trying, the rebels basically, they are like trying to instigate violence by a staged altercation, and Dada and Nari are the ones who end up stumbling into the Dava quarter when it's happening, and he stops it basically by, like, he also makes the Shedu statue come to life.
The stone lions come to life, and it's just like, come on, how could you not want me to fall in love with him? He has stone cats.
He has that, like, and he is protecting the people now. I mean, they're only his people, but still. And everyone is like, cool, you're back too, because the Devas, even after what he did, are like, idolize him still.
Yeah, they he's statue of like him. An incredibly famous warrior to their like tribe.
Yes, and so he that yeah. There's a lot of tension between, because he's also, you know, trying to protect Nari but get back into like the politics of it all, and like, you know, doing some other stuff you find out about later. He's a you know, going through. And also we should mention that he's a slave. So like he died millions, like years and years, centuries
ago. Like a thousand years ago. It's like a forever ago. He was drowned. That's why he's scared of water. And nobody knows how he's back.
Woo.
I wonder what could have happened.
I also forget that.
I don't know. I have no idea.
Yeah, I was like, I don't remember.
I'll find out with everybody else on my reread of book, I don't know which.
Book two. That's the Empire. What's the second one?
Gold.
No, Empire. Isn't Empire of Gold the third one?
I think so. What the hell's the second one? Of Copper. Kingdom of Copper.
That's what it is. There we go. Okay. I was like, oh, what are we doing here?
I don't know.
Wowza.
So yes, lions come to life. Very exciting. They get to the palace. You finally have the group all together in their first interactions. We move through as Ollie and kind of become friends through both of their mutual conning. And they are like true friends by the end of it. And there's a night where, you know, Ali has told the Tanzim that he can't help them anymore because he's been found out. And one of them doesn't take lightly to that and tries to assassinate him.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, well, because earlier, too, like, their leader was caught. You know, when he's out at the beginning of the book trying to, like, they're trying to buy a child because the mom came to them and is like, hey, they stole my child. So they're trying to get it back for her. And he gets caught and executed and told Ollie, like, you have to earn my sacrifice, basically. And this guy was close to him. And so he was like,
you didn't earn
it. I knew we shouldn't have let you in. Yeah. You know, I had my reservations about you and I was right. So I'm going to kill you now.
Yeah. And the one who does it is like proof that the Shafi like can be just as powerful as like a full-blooded djinn. He's a shapeshifter, and he has this really cool power, but he's just like so filled with rage because his people are, you know, so mistreated. And, you know, he tries to assassinate Ali. He ends up dying in the process, and Ali is still so like kind-hearted and focused on the cause of the Shafi that when Jamshid comes to help him, he's like, you can't tell anyone, just take me directly to Nari.
Yeah, get rid of the body and take me to Nari. Like, I don't need this. Because he knows what his father will do. His father's going to start an all-out war, basically. Like, and that can't happen. So she does heal him. And it's kind of just like, okay, well, you know, now I know you're up to something else, too. Basically, of stuff going on.
There's also, like, there's so much in the background. So these are, like, the big events. But, like, with Nari trying to learn medicine, there's, like, the pressure of the king, like, showing up and being like, this is my greatest friend. Make sure you take very good care of him. You know, and then she finds out there's nothing that she can do for this man. Like, he's going to die.
Yes, yeah, so he has a fatal disease where his body is, like, literally dissolving. Just basically, like,
disappearing inch by inch. Yeah.
And she gets freaked out.
She's supposed to, like, drop this hot metal tube in his esophagus to, like, stop the progress so that the man's wife can come say bye to him. And she's like, I don't know what I'm doing, and you are freaking me out. And, like, it doesn't work, and he disappears before the wife can come, and there's this big blow up between her and her mentor, whose name I cannot remember for the life of me.
Nisreen.
Okay. I believe you. I don't know.
It's Nisreen.
Yeah. It just...
Our queen.
They have this big blow up, and they say such mean things to each other, and I hate it.
They do. Well, also, too, like, you know, they are, everyone is pretty religious for the most part. And
yeah, except for Nari,
the divas.
Who doesn't,
yeah.
DGAF, she does not care.
No, she is like, I don't care if
she's
my
fire. She's like, why would I keep the stupid stick burning? I don't know how to help people. I'm going to be murdered. I have bigger fish to fry.
And she's like, okay, but listen, like, you're rejecting the faith of the people who are very, who were supposed to have your back. Like, that's not going to be good. And you're getting close with the king's son, which they're also not going to appreciate. So you need to put your people first, because our people are always the ones who take the brunt of things recently. So
when will we learn
watch
that
where you're stepping?
Those people and our people are not, it's not a good system. When will we learn?
No. I don't know. But probably the way things are going. Never.
Well, never. Real life, but
in the book, yeah, book three is when we learn that. But then, unsurprisingly, pretty early on, the whole reason that Ali is being friends with her, like, told to, like, befriend her, is because the dad wants to marry Muntadir and her together, because it would be such a powerful union that, like, he should have done it, because you kind of probably get the feeling that he was in love with Maniza, and, like,
yeah,
nothing ever.
There's, like, a few, like, lingering looks and facial expressions that give you the idea that he was in love with Maniza, but let her go, because I think she was like, I'll never marry, you guys leave me alone.
And I also kept, like, how that story plays out. I'm like, if you only knew, my friend, if you only knew what really went on there, which
I don't know. I don't remember. So I can't wait to find out.
Oh.
I don't remember anything.
Oh, okay. I remember a lot about that specifically. That
one. No, my brain is like, that was great. Bye.
And poof, poof.
Gone.
Control, alt, delete.
Yeah.
Gone. It is gone. But, and then eventually, you know, Dara's also pushing her to marry, like, a nice David nobleman like John Shea.
Okay, right.
And she was
perhaps
like, stop marrying me
this
off.
This one?
Yes.
And she's like, I
want to marry you.
Right. I love you. And he's like, that would be inappropriate.
He's like, also, I'm dead. So, like, I can't give you a family. So, like, how is this supposed
also,
to work?
Also, I'm dead.
Yeah. He's like, I am dead, Nari. I can't do this. You know, she, like, yeah, she's, like, crushed, too, because she, like, really wants to marry him. And then he freaks out when he finds out that, like, she, because then she eventually goes in to negotiate her own marriage, dowry contract and everything. And one night they're getting, it's Dada, Muntadir, Jamshed, and Ali all out at, like, some club that he goes to a lot.
Muntadir is on one this evening.
Oh, he is so angry. He is getting drunk, you know, because it's official. He is, like, officially going to marry Nari.
Mm-hmm.
And Dada's like, what? You know, because they haven't really talked.
And Ali is like, she's a super fun good time. What do you mean?
Yes. Like, why are you so upset? She's great. I love her. Uh-huh. Like, what do you mean? Well, and then, yeah, they almost fight. I forget. I think there's an altercation. Dada and Muntadir.
I feel like there's always an altercation. I think Dada ends up running out, but I don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
They play it off, because I actually think Ali might punch Mutadir, and they have to play it off like it didn't happen because there are witnesses. And they're like, well, that's the prince can't punch the future king. Something goes
on there. Like, how would that look? Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay, that is right. And then he is like, sneaks in. Does he sneak in or does Nadi find him? Either way, they get together and he was like,
I think, so yeah, he has a boo-boo.
No, that's Dara, different one. He literally, Dara is like,
waiting for her in the, I don't know. He sneaks in. That's what we're going to say.
I think he sneaks in. I think the other one was earlier where Ollie was like, why are you here? Like, you know, she has injured people to see. And he like slams his fist through the table and is like, well, I'm hurt. So
boo-boo.
Like, please help. But he sneaks in and is like, Nari, we're leaving. Like, I can't let you marry them. It was a mistake to come here. Like, we have to go. And she's like, no. I can't.
I got a good thing going here. I don't know if you know this, but I'm gonna be queen.
Yeah, not only that, but there's another I forget. Doesn't he threaten someone? He does something. The king. So she wants to stay, I thought. And then Ali pops stitches and is like, Nari, can you please help me? And then he gets caught up in it because he walks in as Dada's trying to kidnap her, basically, to get her out.
Yeah.
And they're going through these tunnels and all this stuff. He, like, threatens Ollie's life, so she agrees to go with him and is like, fine, okay.
Uh-huh.
And, like, he's been planning because he has, like, there's, like, a skiff down there and there's supplies at the beach and he's planned with someone.
He has help. Right.
Uh-huh. But you don't know at first who it is. And they're going through and, you know, him, Ollie and Nari are kind of talking of like, I can't, you know, you can't let him do this and blah, blah, blah. And then I forget, he looks over because they get closer and they start to, I think, realize that someone else is there. And Ollie's like, I'm sorry. Which I don't know how he tipped people off because like his brother Jamshid and the whole army is there.
Right, like, there's like ships and stuff coming. I have no idea how they would know offhand that tonight's the night that Dara is going to try and kidnap Nari. Like, I just, and maybe there's like a detail I just glossed over and it is mentioned in there and it makes sense, but I choose to not see plot holes. I'm blind to them.
Yes. Yeah, I don't remember what happens there, but then there, you know, he's trying to get away. They all are like, but she says something where she, like, she wishes Dara would, like, you know, Dada could live or something, but not remembering that he's a genie or djinn and grants human desires. And so he, like, all of a sudden just, like, kind of goes into this trance and starts, like, slaughtering all of the people out there, to the point where, like, he also shoots Ollie with an arrow in the throat, mm-hmm. and Ollie falls overboard.
Off the which boat. I forgot about. Into the naughty, naughty lake that rips you to pieces if you touch it.
Yes, that is a whole thing, because the Maared don't mess around.
No.
They do not like their They curse the lake. So he goes in, and you find out from his chapter that he basically, like, made a deal with them. He gave him his name, and so he gets to live, but he comes out of the water like this sea creature with like all of these.
I like to think of him as like Davy Jones from Pirates of the Caribbean. Yes, like,
exactly.
He has octopus tendrils for a beard.
I think, like, I mean, he definitely has scales and like there's like barnacles, uh-huh. and like random teeth on his body. Like, it's just, he's like totally crazy looking. Yeah. And all he's, like, he's in this trance and he goes to kill Dada. And that part I forgot. I did not remember that happening where he, because the whole thing, like, he's still wearing his slave ring, basically, which is the only reason, like, his soul's in a vessel, but he can only really stay because of that ring, mm-hmm. stay in this body. And he cuts his hand off and then he's dust.
Then he's gone.
Poof. He's bye-bye. Goodbye,
bye,
hot,
Dara.
Hot
bye, hot.
Yeah.
Hot genie. We'll see you later. Maybe.
Maybe. Who knows? I mean, I know, but.
Can
who
you
knows?
Imagine, like, seeing someone you love just, like, poof into nothingness? And that's it?
No.
Like, no body, no funeral, no nothing. Just poof, gone.
Mm-hmm. No, that's so crazy. And, like, Nari, of course, does not take it well. She is very.
hysterical.
Very feral and hysterical afterwards. She's like,
she's going to fight everyone on the ship. Right.
Mm-hmm. And Jamshid is very, very injured as well, like on the brink of death. And Muntadir was hurt. And then in the aftermath, her and the king finally settle on an agreement for her to marry Muntadir when she took, because it's illegal for them to marry until their first quarter century.
Right, so until she's like 25.
25. And so, she's promised to him. I think
should still be a law.
Dude, it really should be a law. Like, you should, yeah.
Wait until your frontal lobe is fully developed.
Please, for the love of God. And then in the epilogue, which I remembered this always being a storyline, but I didn't remember this part at the end with Jamshid, where, because his dad is the Khat. No, he's not the Khat, he's the Wazir, no. Right? Or is he Khat?
He's the Wazir.
He's the Wazir to the king. He's a Deva. He is, like, very much excited for Nari to be back. He was very excited for Dada. Dada was staying with him and everything, so he's very, always looking out for the Deva interests. And when, because Ali takes a while to wake up and heal, and during that time, the king is like, well, but until my son wakes up, your son's not healing either, so I don't know what to tell you. You better hope my son wakes up, so suck it, I guess. Like, that's kind of it.
Bye!
And obviously, he gets desperate, so he goes in, and does he try to cut off the tattoo? Because he has this tattoo behind his ear, or no, on his shoulder.
Jamshid?
And he, like, starts...
He cuts it
off. Jamshid. And he starts to cut it off so that he can heal, because he is also a Nahid.
Surprise! But no one knows. He's a secret Nahid.
He's a secret Nahid, but Nisreen knows. And you find that out, that Nisreen and Kaveh both know.
Yeah.
Of course Kaveh knows. You find out that, because Nari asks about his ring, and Nisreen is like, I don't know what happened to it, but Kaveh was able to get it, and guess who they're taking it to? Meniza.
Dun, dun, dun.
Who everyone thought was dead.
But she's not.
But she's not, and that's where it ends.
And well, there is the fact that Ali now like sweats, and Jin aren't supposed to sweat, and he's like, he'll just like dissolve into water maybe a little.
Yeah, he's very connected to water. And then at the end for him, because of everything that's happened, his dad is sending him to Amgazira, and he knows immediately, like, what this is means. A death sentence. Right. Like, my dad's not protecting me, like, his dad can't, send an order to have him killed, but, like, he knows that, like, with his political leanings, that this is not going to be a good fit. And he's, like, it's his way of trying to, like...
Right. It's basically, like, once he's there, like, assassins are going to come after him.
Yes. That's okay. Because, assassins even offered to come after him when he was a baby just born, because he's a second son. And he is like, no.
Right.
And now he's...
He's under his own protection, right?
Of the king. So, where his story... I just thinking of forward, like, I love where everyone's story goes. It's fun.
I mean, I know that I do too, but I don't remember any of it besides Muntadir a little bit, which...
I just remember how jarring the second book was to start. That one threw me. And
don't remember.
I won't tell you. And then you can just be jarred all over again.
I could be like, wait, what?
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it was. But that was, in some roundabout way, the City of Brass.
We talked about something, I'm sure. I mean, there are so many facets of the story that, like, you just can't get into, because there's so many, like, niche political, and there's, like, other plot lines. But again, like, talking about it too much, like, it's, you have to savor it. It's just such a good story.
It is. It's, again, a top series of all time.
Of for all me, time.
I've never read anything better than that. There's a lot that comes close, but
so she published these under S.A. Chakraborty, and then her other books are under Shannon, but she so thoroughly researches her books. Like, you can tell the care she puts into them to make sure that they're, like, culturally sound, and she's using, you know, the right terms, and the maps mm-hmm. make sense, and you can just tell mm-hmm. she puts so much research. I know she lived, I think she studied abroad in Egypt, like, when she was in college or something. Don't quote me on that, but mm-hmm. I think she lived there for a while, and I just, like, I love the care she puts into it. Like, these books are great, but I think Amina has even more, like, well-researched. There's, like, a whole glossary mm-hmm. there of books that she used.
Yes. Yeah, that one. I need to re-listen to that because the sequel is out very soon, thankfully.
In May.
We can be back with our pirate queen.
So many big things happening in May.
There is so many big things happening. May is going to be a good month. I'm excited.
It's going to be fun. I'm going to melt, but it's going to be fun.
You are definitely going to melt. It's already hot.
So. I'm going to visit Davin.
Yes, and we're going to our Witchy Coven concert.
We're going to see Florence and the Machine.
Florence and the Machine.
Where we will, Ray is coming, and I'm like, just so you know, you're going to be a sacrifice, and I'm real sorry about that.
So sorry, sir. Not really, but kind of, maybe.
I mean, I would miss him.
A little. That is very fair. It's okay, but those feelings will fade with time.
I'm sure.
Well, tune in 2 weeks. We have another fun one planned in May. And in the meantime, you can follow us at Plot Twist That I Hello? Forgot on Instagram. That was me. Hello. Sorry, guys. And our personal handles are in the show notes below. And go keep on reading David Badd. Join Laura on her full series
reread. On my quest.
Her quest to discover what exactly is going on again because she forgot everything.
I did.
And who knows what's happening now. Bye.
Bye.